You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right. I want to start a new series today. I hope it's interesting to everyone. I want to talk about Satan's religion. Now, when we talk about this, you might really be surprised on how popular Satan's religion is. When God gave Israel the land and let them conquer the people, before he handed it over to them, he warned them about the false gods and the idols that they worship. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 25 says, "You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or the gold that is on them, nor take it in for yourselves, lest you be snared by it, for it is an abomination to the Lord your God. Nor shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it. You shall utterly detest it and utterly abhor it, for it is an accursed thing." Now, this is a pretty strong warning. God's serious. There's a very big danger if we don't take heed. Let's look at what the people are told in the Battle of Jericho. In Joshua chapter 6, verse 16, it says, "And the seventh time it happened, when the priests blew the trumpets, that Joshua said to the people, 'Shout for the Lord. He has given you the city. Now the city shall be doomed by the Lord to destruction, and all who are in it. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all who are in her house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And you, by all means, abstain from the accursed things, lest you become accursed when you take of the accursed things and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it." So they were very plainly told, don't get swayed by any of these accursed things, by any of these, this idolatry, any of these idols, any of these false deity worship things that you're going to see. Because if you do, you will become an accursed thing also. Friends, we have to be very diligently in our life, go through the things that are out there and make sure we don't bring those accursed things into our house. And they were told to leave the idols or they would bring the curse on all of the people. In Joshua 7:35, they attacked the people of Ai and were defeated by them. When Joshua cried out to God, look at what God said was the reason. Joshua 7:11, "Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of the accursed things and have both stolen and deceived, and they would have put it among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turn their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you any more unless you destroy the accursed from among you." Let me read it again. "Neither will I be with you any more unless you destroy the accursed from among you. Get up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves for tomorrow. Because thus says the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you." This is applicable to us today. The problem is most people don't know what these accursed things are. Stay tuned and listen. We'll explain. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.